American Language Course, Book 26, Tape 3D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities Booklet to Tape 3D. We're going to listen to different conversations. During the first conversation, you will hear a soldier explaining an anti-aircraft weapons system to a visitor at a weapons show. Look at Figure 1. During the first part of the conversation, you will hear the name of the system and several of its characteristics. Complete item number 1 by marking the correct name of the system. Complete item number 2 by marking all the words that describe the weapons system. Listen.
Good. This is a very interesting piece of equipment here. Can you tell us something about it?
Yes, ma'am. This is the Stinger weapon system.
Stinger weapon. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. We use it for air defense to protect our forward bases deployed in various locations throughout the world. There's a lot of information that's classified on the system. I'll only get into a few points on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's man-portable. It's shoulder-fired, infrared, heat-seeking, guided missile system.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere a man can go, this missile system can go.
Listen again and mark your answers.
Good. This is a very interesting piece of equipment here. Can you tell us something about it?
Yes, ma'am. This is the Stinger weapon system.
Stinger weapon. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. We use it for air defense to protect our forward bases deployed in various locations throughout the world. There's a lot of information that's classified on the system. I'll only get into a few points on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's man-portable. It's shoulder-fired, infrared, heat-seeking, guided missile system.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere a man can go, this missile system can go.
Here is what you should have marked. Item number 1 is letter B, the Stinger. In item number 2, you should have marked letter B, man portable, letter D, shoulder fired, letter E, infrared, and letter H, heat seeking. Listen again to verify your answers.
Good. This is a very interesting piece of equipment here. Can you tell us something about it?
Yes, ma'am. This is the Stinger weapon system.
Stinger weapon. Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am. We use it for air defense to protect our forward bases deployed in various locations throughout the world. There's a lot of information that's classified on the system. I'll only get into a few points on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's man-portable. It's shoulder-fired, infrared, heat-seeking, guided missile system.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere a man can go, this missile system can go.
In the next part of the conversation, you will hear the names of some of the parts of the Stinger weapons system. Look at Figure 2. Circle the letters of the parts of the weapons system that you hear being discussed. Listen.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about the parts of this weapon?
Okay, ma'am. What we have here, this is the launcher tube. This is the antenna. This is the sight assembly. We have the grip stock, the trigger, the battery coolant unit. And that's basically it to the weapon system itself.
What do you do, fire or launch this particular weapon?
Okay, when we fire this, the weapon system itself, it's fired from the shoulder. Mm-hmm. It's launched through the launch motor. It's completely expended in the launch tube, and it's shot out when the flight motor ignites until it hits the target.
Okay. What about the distance?
The distance is in excess of 3.5 kilometers.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Listen to the conversation for Figure 2 again and circle the parts that you hear mentioned.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about the parts of this weapon?
Okay, ma'am. What we have here, this is the launcher tube. This is the antenna. This is the sight assembly. We have the grip stock, the trigger, the battery coolant unit. And that's basically it to the weapon system itself.
What do you do, fire or launch this particular weapon?
Okay, when we fire the weapon system itself, it's fired from the shoulder. Mm-hmm. It's launched through the launch motor. It's completely expended in the launch tube, and it's shot out. Then the flight motor ignites until it hits the target.
Here are the parts you should have marked. Letter B, launcher tube. Letter D, antenna. Letter E, sight assembly. Letter G, grip stock. Letter H, trigger. Letter J, battery coolant unit. Now go to Figure 3. We'll listen to another conversation. This conversation concerns the GAU, or Ground Assault Utility Weapon, which is a short version of the M16 semi-automatic rifle. In the first part of the conversation, you'll hear the soldier describe the steps required when checking the weapon to make sure it's safe. Read the phrases A through G in Figure 3 now. These are the steps to checking the weapon. In the blank next to each step, write the letter which indicates that step. Right now, just listen.
Okay, first I'll show you how the weapon is operated. Before you handle any weapon, you should ensure that the weapon is safe. We clear the GAU. I pull the bolt to the rear. Mm-hmm. You want to visually look down the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
To ensure that there's not a rain around inside of the chamber, a bullet inside of the chamber. From that point there, you should receive it from the armor on semi. You want to put it to safe. Let the bolt go forward by pressing the bolt release button. Take your finger and attempt to fire the weapon. Squeeze the trigger. It should not fire. It's working. Your safety is working. To see if your semi works, ride the bolt forward again. Put it on semi, squeeze the trigger one time.
Mm-hmm.
Should get a click.
Let's listen to that again. Write the letters in sequence as the soldier explains the steps. Listen and write.
Okay, first I'll show you how the weapon is operated. Before you handle any weapon, you should ensure that the weapon is safe. We clear the GAU. I pull the bolt to the rear.
Mm-hmm.
You want to visually look down the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
To ensure that there's not a rain around inside of the chamber, a bullet inside of the chamber.
On the blank line next to step one, you should have written letter G. Clear the GAU by pulling the bolt to the rear. Look down the chamber. Now listen and finish the sequence.
At point A, you should receive it from the armor on semi. You want to put it to safe. Let the bolt go forward by pressing the bolt release button. Take your finger and attempt to fire the weapon. Squeeze the trigger. It should not fire. It's working. Your safety is working. To see if the semi works, ride the bolt forward again. Put it on semi. Squeeze the trigger one time.
Mm-hmm.
Should get a click.
Here are the steps in the order you should have marked them. Step 1 is letter G. Clear the GAU by pulling the bolt to the rear. Look down the chamber. Step 2 is letter E. Put weapon on safe. Step 3 is letter A. Press bolt release button. Step 4 is letter B. Squeeze the trigger. It should not fire. Step 5 is letter D. Ride the bolt forward again. Step 6 is letter F. Put weapon on semi. Step 7 is letter C. Squeeze the trigger one time. You should get a click. Now, look at figure 4. This time, we'll listen to the steps required for checking the weapon in its automatic position. Listen carefully and put the steps in the proper sequence. Listen.
For auto, switch the selector over to auto, bolt forward. It should only click one time because there's not enough gas pressure for the bolt to actually go back and forward. And to re-clear the weapon again, back to safe. Check inside of your chamber area. Let the bolt go forward, test it, and close your dust cover.
Okay.
Now you're ready to fire the weapon.
All right, thanks.
Let's listen to that one more time. Write the soldier's instructions in sequence. Listen and write.
For auto, switch the selector over to auto. Bolt forward. It should only click one time. And to re-clear the weapon again, back to safe. check inside of your chamber area. Let the vocal form test it. And close your dust cover.
Here's the sequence of steps. Step 1 is letter A. Switch selector to auto. Step 2 is letter D. Push bolt forward. Here click. Step 3 is letter B. Re-clear weapon back to safe. Step 4 is letter F. Check inside chamber area. Step 5 is letter C. Let the bolt go forward. Test it. Step 6 is letter E. Close dust cover. Listen one more time and verify your answers.
For auto, switch the selector over to auto, bolt forward. It should only click one time because there's not enough gas pressure for the bolt to actually go back and forward. And to re-clear the weapon again, back to safe. Check inside of your chamber area. Let the bolt go forward, test it, and close your dust cover.
Okay.
Now you're ready to fire the weapon.
All right, thanks.
This is the end of Tape 3D, Book 26.